So my name is Conrad Dominic Mitchell, and I work as the program coordinator in iTech in Trinidad. And I've been with iTech now for about 5 or 6 years. And I love it. I love working for iTech. I think one of the things that I really love about iTech is the fact that I have a voice. I always tell persons I'm not a clinician or a doctor or nurse. I don't have an alphabet super letters behind my name, but it's actually my lived experience that has allowed me to have a voice and to have a say in shaping how healthcare affects people who are living with HIV in my country. And that's through the programs that we're actually doing with the healthcare workers through iTech. And that's a very, very powerful thing to be able to see. You know, I can stand up and speak on behalf of my community, and in spaces where normally there would not be someone speaking. That's a really, really powerful thing. So I'm originally from Trinidad. Post-colonial systems are seen everywhere, in our education, in our architecture, everywhere. So I think it's something that we are surrounded by, but that we don't really articulate. However, when it comes to healthcare systems, I think it's a bit more nuanced, in that so many of our hospitals come from a pre-colonial era. And so many of our hospitals are also still in a state of disrepair. And I think you see it in things like in our school system, like, did you go to this school because this school is considered prestigious, because, you know, those kind of things. There is the Equal Opportunities Commission in Trinidad and Tobago. And what they are doing right now is they're trying to include things such as HIV. And I tick all the boxes. So I was actually asked to be a part of television, radio ad thing they did. Because I am HIV positive. I am over 50. And I'm also MSM. And so they're trying to make sure that sexuality, ageism, and healthcare are not discriminated against in the Equal Opportunities Act, because it's not said in our act. And so it's very easy for those things to kind of be slipped off to the side. And so I think it was really in picking up the struggle of other advocates that kind of highlighted this for me, that I first really truly became aware what that means.